You've been looking at extreme hypofractionation, which has also been called ultra-hypofractionation, for prostate cancer. Now, can you tell me why you needed to do this randomized phase 3 study? What was the challenge that you were facing here in prostate cancer?
We've been doing dose escalation over a couple of years now, moving from 32 fractions up to 39. And that means that the patients have to be there for 8 weeks. So it's getting longer and longer, and we also wanted to increase the dose over time.
So what's been happening with dose, and what was the result?
The results have been, it's 4 randomized trials in the world. They've all been positive for a lower PSA relapse. But despite quite long times after dose escalation, there has not been a turnover to overall survival benefits.
Right, so it looks as if there might be benefits, and this is in intermediate risk prostate cancer?
Yeah, it's low and intermediate, the dose escalation trials was used. But what we have done now is what we call the ultra-hypofractionation schedule because of the long time to be there and to see if we can increase dose. There is another reason for doing this, that because prostate cancer cells are often dividing slowly, and that is a positivity for hypofractionation. So it's a higher chance to use hypofractionation and get good results.
Right, so there's a mathematical reason for thinking that it might be good to divide the doses further and to get your high dose over quite a short period of time.
While it would be like you get more DNA damage when you give a big, large dose, if you take a sledgehammer and hit it, that gets more DNA damage than if you do just your little hammer.
Of course, medicine has a history of increasingly aggressive interventions, and they sometimes don't work out, do they?
No. In the dose escalation, we don't know about it, but there was kind of indication of it that it's going to work. But our data now really show that it works, and it seems to be okay with the calculation also.
So can you tell me what you did in the study that you're reporting here?
We discussed and calculated what the dose. We would like to have a randomized comparison to 2 gray perfections in 39 fractions, 78 grays, which is mostly standard in the world today. And we came up with a dose calculation that we should give 7 fractions, 6.1 gray perfections, 42.7 gray. And what we've done after discussion with Jack Fowler and Per Nielsen, I think that has been our good physicists that helped us. We decided to do it every second day over two weekends. And that was probably what has saved us regarding the very low side effects we have, because you could the normal tissue could repair over the day, so it didn't be any big toxicities.
Right, so all in all then, you were delivering this dose of radiation over what entire period of time?
It's about 2.5 weeks, 7 treatments in our trial, and the other ones have to stay for 8 weeks and get 1 fraction on weekdays.
Well, that's a massive difference, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that has been the big challenge to really dare to do it. We were a bit scary in the beginning that we should get side effects, because the Norwegian did this on breast cancer 40 years ago. And there was a catastrophe because they got quite a lot of fractures under the breast. But our side effects today seems to be working out quite nice.
Right. So can you tell me what happened?
What happened is that we did a non-inferiority trial to compare 7 fractions versus 39 fractions, and we came out with exactly the same PSA-free survival, about 88.7% that didn't recur, and it was just 0.1% difference between the arms.
Right, so importantly, you've got non-inferiority. What does that imply for the practical use of this ultra-hypofractionated regimen?
Well, with the addition of that there has not been any significant difference over time in toxicity, we think that it was enough to do the equal efficiency on the equal efficiency with these. So the two arms should be equally efficient. And but the, to do that, the side effects couldn't be larger in the short arm. So it was important that we could show that there are exactly the same side effects over up to 6 years. There is, however, one significant difference with more toxicity in the hypofractionated arm at the end of radiotherapy, due to that we give the same intensity or photons in 2.5 weeks compared to 8 weeks. So that's probably the reason you get sort of what's called acute effect. So it's a bit more urinary toxicity and some worsening in bowel toxicity, but that disappeared within 3 to 6 months.
Right. So what, in practical terms, does this non-inferiority imply? I mean, what are the benefits for clinicians and, of course, for patients?
For patients, it's a more or less a revolution. Instead of being 8 weeks at the department, you have to be there for 2.5 weeks if you travel. Otherwise, you just need to go in 7 times instead of 39. So that's big. Everyone's traveling away is much cheaper. For the radiation departments, it's really increased their possibility to give other patients treatments on the time that prostate cancer patients has taken before. So it's really a benefit for the patient and for the society, and on financial reasons too, I hope.
And how long have you followed it up?
Well, it is a long trip. We started in 2005. And the 1,200 patients were recruited at 2015. And then we had to wait for more events. So we have been median follow-up is 5 years. So that's the primary endpoint of the trial.
And you've got the non-inferiority in terms of PSA response. What about overall survival? Any hint of an indication of a difference there?
No, there's too little patients. It's just about 4 or 5 patients has died. 8 patients has died overall, I think, and a few 4 or 5 in prostate cancer. You cannot do any saying on that.
Which, of course, is reassuring.
Yes, well, and therefore, there is, of course, so that we have to follow these patients at least up to 10 years, or actually to 15 years, to really guarantee that we don't get the toxicities and we can see if there is a survival benefit. But probably the survival difference should be equal, because it's equal on PSA, if PSA is right. We don't know that, actually.
Now, when you're looking at these patients with intermediate risk prostate cancer, there are other candidate therapies, aren't there? What do you think should be the pitch to make for giving radiotherapy rather than other approaches?
I'm a radiation man. I'm radiation damaged. The urologists are knife damaged. They operate. I think they say sometimes it's a long trip to go with the radiation, but now that's going to be one part. It's only 7 fractions. So I think that's one of the big things, that it's going to be shorter for the patient to do that.
And of course, there's brachytherapy. Is that a candidate for this group of patients?
Well, in our trial, we didn't have any low-risk patients, actually. We just had intermediate, and 10% of the patients are high-risk, meaning that they have a T3 or they have high Gleason score, 8 to 10. So it's a small margin with high-risk patients. So I think the whole high-risk population is not included in this. So that's another challenge to see how that works with the combination of hormonal treatments. Although we know that the British people have done what we call moderate hypofractionation treatment, and they have used hormonal treatment to increase the efficiency of radiotherapy.
So for busy cancer doctors, what are the big practical implications and clinical implications coming out of this?
Well, I think there is two. There's one, it's going to be faster for the patients to get this, but if you get money for each fraction, you're in trouble. And that might be in some, for a socialized medicine like the Northern Europe, it's really good. But it might be a problem in a country where you're paid by the fraction. So that's like US quite a bit, and there are some other Swedish countries also, to in European countries, that have that way to finance their radiation treatment. Mm.
So if you were to summarize the take-home message that you'd like people to remember about this very briefly, how would you sum that up?
Well, it is a study on intermediate risk patients. And we have shown that 7 fractions are equally efficient regarding PSA relapse as the full times 8 weeks. So I think the really cutoff of shorter treatment will help a lot on the radiation treatment machines to get faster treatment for prostate cancer patients.